My Dandavats, to all the devotees worldwide in the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. This is Annapurna Devi Dasi, bringing you another update here in the Calcutta Temple under the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. As I'm sure you all know, Srila Gurudev is getting ready for an upcoming tour to London and Russia. He seems to be very excited and getting very anxious to go on this tour. All the devotees here are also preparing for his departure, and some of the Western devotees, including Brinda and I, Siddhanti Maharaj, Shrutishrava Prabhu, are all getting ready to go to Russia as well. Today, I am interviewing Sripad Siddhanti Maharaj. He just recently returned from America visiting the Soquel Temple. I will be just asking him a few questions about the mood of the different devotees in the many communities he has traveled to, and how it has been traveling and preaching and living here with Srila Gurudev for so many years. Siddhanti Maharaj, can you tell us something of the different moods of the devotees in the different communities that you've traveled to? How is the mood in California at the temple there in Soquel, as opposed to the devotees here in the different Indian temples of Srila Gurudev's?
I went to California on business. My father had recently passed away and I had to take care of some family business there. So I thought, well, I'll go to California and see the devotees for maybe 7 days and maybe extend it a little bit. And I have to admit, it was very nice going there after a year and a half to see the devotees. You do notice the difference between the mood of the devotees here and the mood there. But fortunately, even though there's a difference, we're all part of Srila Gurudev's family. So it's like you're going from one room to another, or you're in the same house. The devotees, especially in California now, Soquel, are working very hard with the painting program, the temple program. There's a lot of life there. They're saying that since Srila Gurudev left there a year and a half ago, everything is picking up and going in a proper direction. They're very happy with their service. Asapriya and some other devotees have got some favorable breeze or some favorable mood from the city government there as far as rezoning the land and building a big temple. Been trying for years to do this, but all of a sudden after Gurudev left, the whole mood with the county government changed. And they're working in a very positive way towards building a big temple on the land there. So they're all very happy about that. In the programs, in the painting programs, there's many more devotees who are participating in this. They're very enthusiastic, always running here and running there, selling paintings. It's a very happy mood. But I have to say that one thing that's always impressed me is that when you see Krishna consciousness here in India, we sometimes take it for granted, because this is the home of Krishna consciousness. This is where our great gurus, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, now of course Srila Govinda Maharaj, are born, raised here in this environment. Now many great acharyas have preached Krishna consciousness. So when we see Krishna consciousness here, it's very exalted, no doubt, but it's also kind of blended into the environment, where sometimes we forget it. Sometimes we think that everybody's a devotee here, that everybody, and everybody is very pious. So we sometimes take it for granted. But there in California and Oregon also, as I said, that it's very new. You know, when we see Krishna consciousness in a foreign culture, so to speak, in a foreign land, like if we see American culture in a foreign land, it has more, you know, it has more value. It has more worth. So when we see Krishna consciousness flourishing with devotees part of the same family of Gurudev, and things are going on very nicely in a foreign land, in a foreign culture, that it's even more exalted. And so it's very, very nice to see this. We get a lot of inspiration from the devotees there, how they are helping us. And Srila Prabhupada always said that. He always said, India was lame and the West was blind. if a blind man can put the lame man on his shoulder, then they can both walk. Because the blind man can carry the lame man. And the lame man can see, so he can direct. So if we combine both the West and the East together, then we have a complete whole. Then we have a very, very nice arrangement. We can see this in the West, that the devotees are very enthusiastic. They're running very hard. You know, running here, running there, doing many things. Where in India, we tend to not run so fast, so to speak. So if we can combine the two, if we combine this mentality of Indian mentality with the Western mentality and make a complete whole, then we can have a very nice movement. And this is what Srila Gurudev has done. He has combined both the West and the East perfectly. He's made harmony between these two cultures, these two societies, and we're all running very nicely together. Very inspirational to see the devotees there, even just for a short time, and then come back here and see Gurudev naturally.
Maharaj, you have traveled to so many parts of the world for preaching under Srila Gurudev's instructions. Can you tell us of some of your experiences traveling with Srila Gurudev on his many tours and traveling with him all over the world?
Well, originally, when Gurudev started to go on world tours in 1992, he was looking for some people who were a little familiar with the West. As I said, there's a difference between the West and the East. And Gurudev was looking for people who could help him with his preaching tours. At that time, Sripad Sarga Maharaj was here, and he was an older devotee, disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And Sarga Maharaj really helped Srila Gurudev so much with his preaching in the West. I mean, everything from arranging the tours to showing how Srila Gurudev to ride on an airplane, and helped him with his English, the diet, the cooking, the customs, so many things. But also, Gurudev, he needed some good servants, so he had Paramahansa Maharaj at that time, who was Rishabdi. And he was a very good servant, very enthusiastic, could do a lot of service, miracle service, as Srila Gurudev says. And also, I just kind of happened to be around in the background, so to speak, and somehow, by Krishna's arrangement, I got to tag along with him. As far as preaching in the West, anything that we have done, myself or even anybody else, it really seems very insignificant compared to what Srila Gurudev has done. Because Srila Gurudev didn't know any English. He wasn't familiar with the Western diet or the Western customs. It was very, very difficult for him at first. But somehow he said that Guru Maharaj wanted him to go preach in the West and that he was going to fulfill this mission. Like we're reminded of Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada didn't have any money or didn't know anybody. Gurudev knew a lot of people, no doubt, because they had been here to visit Sridhar Maharaj. But the difficulties that Gurudev and Prabhupada went to were very, very great. So I was very fortunate. I got to help Gurudev, Sarga Maharaj, Paramahansa Maharaj go on these tours and do what was necessary. So as far as preaching in the West goes, I think we have to say that he's walked down that tunnel that Srila Prabhupada blasted through a mountain of ego, but he's walked down in a very dignified way, and he's actually followed in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps perfectly. So his preaching all over has been very, very glorious. And it's even now in 2006, we look back and see some of the things he did. It would be very miraculous just to even think about these things or try to understand them. But he went to so many places that were very, very difficult, like in South Africa, Mauritius, Singapore, Malaysia, many places kind of off the standard beat, so to speak, the places that Prabhupada really didn't get a chance to go to very much. And after having gone to all these places and preaching Krishna consciousness heavily, laying a very firm foundation, then he started to go to Russia in 1996. And that opened up a whole new sector. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada hadn't even been to Russia, just been briefly, hadn't really preached there. So then Gurudev was totally enlivened. So he was very fortunate. He got some good devotees, namely Abhidhut Maharaj, his father Vijaya Ram, and their friends. And somehow or other, that whole area opened up in just a few years. We're all very fortunate. We're all very lucky to be under the shade of Srila Gurudev's lotus feet and have him looking over this great movement in all different parts of the world, uniting everybody, teaching pure Krishna consciousness. As Srila Guru Maharaj said, that he's teaching postgraduate Krishna consciousness. It's always time to go a little bit further, to go a little bit deeper, to go to the next higher level. And Srila Gurudev is leading us all to this next higher level of Krishna consciousness, not only by his preaching, but by his activities, by his mood, by his example. It says that the Acharya sets the example of how we can live in Krishna consciousness, how we can advance in Krishna consciousness. Their lifestyle, everything about them shows this. So Gurudev is really giving his lifestyle to the Western world, and he's giving himself as much as possible this throughout the years. And this is what's always amazed me, that he will eat with people, he will walk with people, he will sit with devotees all day and talk. And he's done this for so many years and given himself so much, so that now that we have a proper example of how Acharya lives his life. What I would say was the greatest experience that I've been able to experience is that I've seen that how Gurudev gives himself wholeheartedly and completely to the devotees all over the world, without any criterion of caste, creed, or color.
Maharaj, you have been living here with Srila Gurudev for the past 16 years. What are some of your experiences here, being in such close association with Srila Gurudev for so long?
It feels like a lifetime. It's been a good lifetime this past. Actually, Srila Sridhar Maharaj told me before he left to stay here and help Govinda Maharaj, be with Govinda Maharaj. And then Govinda Maharaj also has reminded me of that several times. It's a wonderful experience. I mean, for me it's an experience of a lifetime. I think it's an experience that we'd all, you know, like to have that opportunity. Even though maybe I haven't done very well, I'm always reminded that when Govinda Maharaj came to the Math in 1947, one of the first questions that Sridhar Maharaj asked him, he says, can you stay here? And Govinda Maharaj replied, well, why are you even asking me this question? I came to stay. Of course I'm going to stay. So that was Govinda Maharaj's answer. When we come, it's nice that we have the opportunity to stay a long time. But again, that seems to be some divine arrangement, because one of the things I've seen is many people come here and it's very, very difficult for them. In many ways, the environment is always not so friendly to them. I have to say, it's a very great honor, it's a very great privilege to be able to stay under the lotus feet of a great spiritual master. And that, you know, if we're fortunate, we can get a lot out of it, we can profit by it. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that it takes many, many births to attain to the platform of perfection. So we also shouldn't be so puffed up or proud to think that we can stay in India or we can stay with Gurudev, because really this life is just one small life of many lives that we'll have to pass through. But no doubt that if one gets the opportunity to stay with a great soul, you know, no doubt there must be some benefit. What that benefit is, who knows, you know. But I'm just very happy and very thankful that Guru Maharaj and Govinda Maharaj especially have given me this opportunity to stay here. And I'm hoping in one lifetime or rather that, you know, I can show this appreciation to them.
All the devotees here are getting ready for Srila Gurudev's tour to London and Russia. What do you see the mood to be as he prepares to leave India for this upcoming tour?
Yes, true. Srila Gurudev has just announced that he's going to go to Russia. And although he's been talking about it for a long time, it's not new per se, because he's been talking about for over a year about how he would like to go to Russia again. And Russia means London also. They're on the way. I think what surprised a lot of people was that he was waiting till the end of September to go. He's usually gone before during the summer when there's a lot of people around and it's a warmer climate. But now he's picked the fall, September, October to go when it's going to be cooler and there won't be many people. It surprised me a little bit to see that he actually is going to go in October in the fall. And he's also said how he liked to see snow in Russia. He liked to experience a little of the cold weather. How the mood here is in Calcutta now? Well, once Gurudev made this official announcement that he's going, he seems very, very happy, actually. His mood is very, very upbeat. Previously, he's, you know, contemplating it, thinking it, but not sure. But finally, when he reaches a decision that he's going, now he's going full steam and getting ready. He's arranging everything with the math, with the deities, with the devotees, with the cookings, with so many different math businesses in India. And that means all the moths in India, means five or six moths, have to be well taken care of, have to be well provided for. But everything, every detail has to be seen to. So he's been preparing for this, and he's very happy to be doing this. He's actually, his mood is very upbeat, as I said. He's happy that he's going. The devotees also are happy, and the Indian devotees are also preparing to stay by themselves. But actually, the Indian devotees go with their program anyway. The arctics, the cookings, the classes, so forth. They go on anyway. But they'll miss Gurudev, no doubt. But they know Gurudev will come back. They're not really worried about it too much. So overall, it's a very upbeat. It's a very happy time now. And time will come real soon for his departure. And then he'll go, and maybe he'll be back in 6 weeks or so, or, you know, maybe he'll extend it. Nobody knows. We'll see how he feels. But as I said, he's going to meet the Russian devotees, to be with the Russian devotees, because he's actually very, very proud and very happy that Avadhut Maharaj is preaching Krishna consciousness very, very strongly there, very, very widely. This summer they have, and last summer also, they have big ethno-life festivals outside of Moscow where thousands and thousands of people have come. They have these drama performances. They have musical performance. And they're relating everything to Krishna consciousness and spreading it in a very big way. Last year, the Indian ambassador from Moscow came to one of the programs Avadhut Maharaj had arranged. So in this program, the Indian flag and the Russian flag were raised side by side. And when Srila Gurudev sees all this activities, he's very, very happy. But still, he's going out of India in his older age, and his health is not real good, but he's going out to give Krishna's mercy to the lost souls. And we're all very, very fortunate that he is doing this. And we're all very happy that he is doing this. And we're all supporting him and behind him 100%.
Maharaj, can you tell us something about the incredible mood of the Russian devotees and how excited they must be to have Srila Gurudev coming to see the dynamic movement that is sweeping Russia?
They'll be very excited, even though it's fall there, which means winter's coming very fast. I think there'll be a large group of devotees there waiting for Gurudev. I think they'll be cooking over their open fires as they do. They're actually very, you know, very hardy souls, but very dedicated souls. So it'll be interesting to see how they are responding to this visit of Srila Gurudev's. But I'm sure everybody will be happy. And also, Vijayaram Prabhu has built a new house for Srila Gurudev in St. Petersburg. Oh, it's a whole house, an apartment with a kitchen and self-contained. And we think that Gurudev will at least keep out of the cold weather there. But so we'll see what happens. It's part of that divine plan that it's actually inconceivable. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. But Srila Gurudev is going in an off time, so to speak, colder time, and there'll be devotees, there'll be activities, many things will be happening.
Maharaj, thank you so much for your inspiring words. And thank you so much for your time. That concludes our interview. I thank you all for listening. This is Annapurna Devi Dasi signing off.